GOP leader John Flanagan says when the Senate majority releases its budget plan later in March, it will include a phase-in of over $4 billion in tax cuts. They include an extension of a temporary tax cut for middle-income earners, which would gradually be reduced to a rate of just over 5% for those who make $300,000 a year or less.
We come at it from a philosophical orientation that we believe that people should have more money in their pockets and the government should have less money of people's money in the government pockets.
Seniors would also get a break under the plan, allowing them to exempt more of their pensions and retirement accounts from taxation. The Senate Republican plan builds on Governor Cuomo's proposal to cut small business taxes by $300 million. The Senate would add around $200 million more in tax cuts. And the plan would also speed up the timetable for elimination of an electric utility tax and estate tax reductions. Senate Finance Committee Chair Kathy Young says the GOP has a way to pay for all of the tax cuts.
Basically, it's through a combination of spending restraint and actually tax revenues.
She says continuing a self-imposed 2% per year spending cap will free up money. The Republicans are also counting on a trend toward tax revenue growth in the past couple of years continuing through the next decade. Senate Leader Flanagan says they don't anticipate having to cut any spending to pay for the tax cuts.
The automatic assumption is that we have to cut. If we do things the right way and create an environment where we can actually grow the economy, we really shouldn't have to have those types of discussions. And I know someone will say, well, that's Pollyanna, that's not wise economic policy. That's not what I actually believe, and I think that's what our members want to focus on.
He says cutting business regulations and reducing costs for workers' comp will also spur growth. The Republicans' plan is in contrast to a proposal by majority party Democrats in the Assembly. They want to make permanent a temporary tax surcharge on New Yorkers making more than $1 million a year when it expires in 2017. They also want to add new higher tax brackets for those who make over $5 million and even higher for those who make over $10 million. Middle-class taxpayers would also get a break in the Democrats' plan, though by a smaller amount than the Republicans' proposal. The state's lowest earners would get a larger earned income tax credit, says Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie.
For a long time, this House has always wanted to see a more progressive tax structure.
Senator Flanagan threw cold water on the Democrats' plan.
I heard that I was incredulous that given this economic environment, given the competitive nature of the states around us, and given economic policy just generally, how can you possibly do that and say it with a straight face to the taxpayers?
Neither house is likely to get all they want in tax policy. A negotiated state budget is due March 31st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.